Welcome back to Text to Task Simplifying Education, the podcast where we talk about the art and science of simplifying education without dumbing it down. Today, I am diving deep into the psychological principles that make teaching truly effective. I'm your host, Gargi, and today we are tackling a challenge every teacher faces. How do we bridge the gap between complex educational content and meaningful student action? Let's start with a scenario many of us know too well. You have just finished explaining a complex concept, maybe photosynthesis, algebraic equations, or historical cause and effect. Your students nod along, but when it comes time to apply that knowledge, they are lost. The information went in, but it didn't transform into understanding. This is where cognitive load theory becomes our best friend. John Sweller's cognitive load theory tells us that our working memory, think of it as our mental workplace, can only handle about 7 pieces of information at once. When we overload students with too much text, too many steps, or too many concepts simultaneously, their brains simply can't process it all. The solution isn't to teach less, it's to teach smarter. So how do we move from overwhelming text to manageable tasks? The key lies in what psychologists call scaffolding, breaking complex information into digestible chunks that build upon each other. Think of it like constructing a building. You don't pour the foundation, frame the walls, and install the roof all at once. Each step supports the next. Here, where the psychology gets fascinating, when we present information as isolated text, students engage primarily their verbal processing system. But when we transform that same information into actionable tasks, we activate multiple cognitive pathways. Visual processing kicks in, motor skills engage, and most importantly, the brain's problem-solving networks light up. This multimodal approach doesn't just improve comprehension, it makes learning stick. Let me give you a concrete example. Instead of saying photosynthesis is the process by which plants convert sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into glucose and oxygen, try this task-based approach. You are a plant detective. Your mission: trace the journey of a carbon dioxide molecule from the air into a leaf. Then follow what happens when sunlight hits it. Draw the journey and label each step. Same information, completely different cognitive engagement. The text version asks students to memorize. The task version asks them to visualize, analyze, and create. Psychology research shows us that this active processing creates stronger neural pathways and better retention. But here's where many teachers stumble. They think simplifying means making things easier. That's not what effective simplification does. True educational simplification removes unnecessary cognitive barriers while maintaining intellectual rigor. It's like clearing the path to the mountain top, not making the mountain shorter. The psychology of attention plays a crucial role here. Our brains are constantly filtering information, deciding what deserves our focus. When educational content is cluttered with extraneous details, fancy fonts, or complex sentence structures, students' attention gets diverted from the actual learning objectives. Clean, clear task design eliminates these distractions and directs cognitive resources where they belong: on understanding and application. Growth mindset research from Carol Dweck adds another layer to this puzzle. When students encounter worlds of text, they often develop what I call learned helplessness toward learning. They see complex information and immediately think, I'm not smart enough for this. But when we present the same content as a series of achievable tasks, students experience what psychologists call master orientation. The belief that they can figure it out through effort and strategy. Here's your practical takeaway from this episode. Choose one lesson that typically involves heavy reading or complex explanations. Now reimagine it as a series of three simple tasks that build on each other. Task 1 should activate prior knowledge. Task 2 should introduce the new concept through doing, not just reading. Task 3 should ask students to apply or extend their understanding. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate complexity, it's to make complexity accessible. When we transform dense text into clear sequential tasks, we are not just changing how students learn, we are changing how they see themselves as learners. We are showing them that complex ideas aren't walls to hit, but puzzles to solve, step by step. That's all for today's episode. Until then, keep experimenting, keep reflecting, and remember, great teaching isn't about having all the answers. It's about asking better questions. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast and leave us a review. It helps other educators find these evidence-based insights. Thank you so much.